What's going on, everybody? K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, baby. On this Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, getting ever so closely to Christmas. K-State Nation got you a last-minute shopping here before the week Christmas weekend. So I know I'm quickly wrapping things up with that as well. So hope you guys are staying warm out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Salina, wherever you listen to this podcast, as well, a PPPD edition. Staying with basketball, women shifting gears to the women's side, coming off that huge win against Oregon in a festive atmosphere at Bramlage. I haven't seen that in quite a while, but K-State off to his best start since 2016, and more weekly accolades for two K-State women players for the fourth time in program history. In the first time since the 2019-20 season, K-State women's basketball has swept the Big 12 Conference weekly honors. Ioka Lee, player of the week, and Briley Glenn earned her second freshman of the week citation. The last K-State duo to earn Big 12 player honors, the freshman newcomer of the week, well, Peyton Williams and, this shouldn't be hard, Ioka Lee, the common denominator, going back to February of 2020, February 17th, Williams and Lee were Nicole Olay, I might have butchered that, sorry, sorry Nicole, and Kendra Recker on January 7th, 2002, and then of course Nikki Rampage and Ola Susavova in the same week on November of 1998. Sorry, Ojala. I definitely butchered your name. So if you are listening to this podcast, I apologize for that. But obviously, all that aside, these two helped lead. And not only that, really, the whole squad, obviously. But, you know, these two stand out. Obviously, I've talked about Briley Glenn over the weekend prior to the Oregon game. Obviously, Ioka Lee is a machine. She's that, quote-unquote, she's that dude. I apologize for the language. She's that dude, quote-unquote, that you're going to get what she's going to give you, what she's going to get every night, double-doubles. She's very consistent, and when she's on, she's on. But Briley Glenn's also been hot. I've been talking about Serena Sundell all year long so far, but we got to give kudos to where it's at. Briley Glenn, who first thought started off the bench, now she is starting, and rightfully so. Her and her twin sister, Jaylen Glenn, both of them started over the weekend there. Both of these girls, Ioka and Briley, helped the Wildcats obviously stay unbeaten in Bramlage with a 68-56, check that, upset win over Oregon over the weekend. And yeah, I mean, in the way that crowd was rocking, I know it's only women's game, but people, you know, again, it keeps going back to scratching that surface, what me and Alex talked about a few episodes ago in the weekly edition, that K-State, this is why I like the podcast, what I want to start, something a little bit different. I mean, everybody wants to cover, I mean, I'm sure K-Man does it, but only to a certain degree, but I covered a lot of women's basketball so far at this point. I try to cover everything the best I can. That's why the Purple Project Podcast, we want to cover all things, what we talked about last week on the show. And right now, K-State Nation, we need to be behind this women's team officially now. This team, they play what they played going to conference play like that, like what we saw there, especially with a stifling defense at home. They're just ferocious group in a good way, slowing down opponents' offenses. I believe Oregon was held to some 33% shooting from the field, and from downtown, some ugly stat. I believe it was 25% from downtown. So, yeah, that defense, Jeff Mitty's preaching. Oh, yeah, it's getting through the ears and staying in them for the ladies right now. Ioka Lee, tallied the game high 19 points from 7 to 10 from the field, 12 rebounds and 4 blocks. And obviously, she added the 5 of 6 from the charity stripe in a steal in 33 minutes of action. That was Ioka Lee's 8th double-double this season, and she owns 6 double-doubles this season. That includes at least K-State Nation. 4 or more blocks. Lee leads the nation in blocks. No, excuse me. Leads the nation in total points and in blocks. So, and then add on to that, a big-time resume that she's building here at K-State. Field goals made. She ranks 2nd in the nation for double-doubles with 8 blocks per game. She has 4. 3rd in the nation in points per game. She almost scoring 24 points a game. Total rebounds and field goal attempts, and then turning the page to Briley Glenn, right? Tying her career highs with 15 points from almost 50% from the field, including 2 huge shots from downtown. She also set a career high with 3 assists and tying her career high with 2 blocks and a pocketed steal as well. And Briley Glenn sealed the game with a layup there, with the crowd going crazy there. So Briley making some huge plays on the defensive end and offensively as well there. And like I said, that transition layup there to seal it there for K-State ladies team there. And the next opponent will be tomorrow against UIC at 1 p.m. Central Time there. So this is going to be their final game before Christmas weekend. So K-State 10-2 right now. We have a ton of momentum. That big M-O, momentum, K-State. We got to be paying attention. And Alex have become quite the promoters on this show. And, hey, our podcast. Well, my podcast. Alex agreed, my co-host now for, I believe, almost 2 years now. Or 3. I mean, but we've been quite the promoters this season, promoting the Return of the Bell campaign there earlier this year. And then here, I mean, we talked about it before, coming on out, supporting your team, this is what you got to do. So definitely. I mean, K-State men trying to get things going. They're 7-3. They're doing all right. But the women right now, 10-2 right now, in a chance to make it 11-2 against UIC tomorrow afternoon at a 1 p.m. tip-off time, Central Time. So, Briley Glenn, Ioka Lee, once again get recognized once again for weekly accolades for Kansas State. The Pearl Project Podcast, get wherever you get your podcast. You know what it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Audioboom, and a couple more. Purple Project Podcast rolls on here with more content to come through. I'm still going to, even though it is Christmas, I'm still going to do try record some dailies for the rest of the week as well. So definitely you want to be a subscriber to this Kansas State podcast. Obviously, you have your main K-State podcast out there, but don't sleep. Don't sleep, K-State Nation, on the Purple Project Podcast. The daily rolls on. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!